Hello guys, my name is Austin Ude and welcome to the Austin Effect. So me in the studio today is David Ode, a final year law student of Benue State University, Makurdi. So David, should I start saying your praises now? I should wait for the appropriate time to start.
Austin, you flatter me too much.
No, sincerely, I've been looking at your page on LinkedIn, your biography and stuff, and all your achievements on social media, and most of your work. So, what would you say is your take on dreams?
Dreams. Well, speaking of dreams, I think that was the topic you told me we'd be discussing today.
Yes.
Okay. I feel a person is allowed to dream. You can dream as far or as high as you want to. But don't just have dreams that would appear as though you're building castles in the sky. We should try to separate dreams from fantasies. Your dreams should be, no matter, although I've said you can dream just so far, your dreams should also be things that are achievable. And it is really the possibility of having a dream come true that makes life more interesting.
Yes.
You see, there is one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve. Like, there is just only one thing that makes a dream impossible to achieve, and that's the fear of failure. If you always think that, okay, well, what if I fail? What if I fail? You get, like, that fear of failure. But I remember one wise man said, I cannot remember who the person is, but he said that the secret of life is to fall 7 times and to rise 8 times. So in as much as you have this fear of failure, of course, fear is part of us. No matter how much you think you can be bold, fear is just part of us. So I feel we cannot run away from fear, rather we should master it. You get? So I'm going to take maybe an exam. I'm a student, so forgive me for having an exam as like using exam as the easy example. Yeah, the alliteration. You get? So maybe you have to take an exam and then you're scared. Yeah. What's up? Will I pass this? You get? That fear is there. But you do not allow it overwhelm you. Rather, master that fear. Because as I said, like, the secret of life is to fall 7 times and rise 8 times. So that is what I feel about dreams. Like, you can dream just so wide, but the only thing that would make your dream impossible to achieve is that fear of failure. So we should learn to master that fear. Learn to control it. Don't allow it to overwhelm you.
So with all this said, would you say you are living your dream?
Wow. You know, dream is a continuous thing.
Yes,
you get. When I was younger, okay, I dreamt of going to the secondary school I wanted to go to. I went there. I dreamt of graduating and studying law. I'm currently studying law in my finals. But I would not say I'm living the dream yet.
Yes.
I'm just, it's a gradual process. But where I am right now, I think I kind of like it. I'm okay with it, like one step at a time, not to rush things over.
So now, as kids growing up, I would say many of us like the fame, because we are always seeing people on TV, the actors, the musicians, and the footballers, yes. So you were able to see all of this and still choose this professional part of your dream to study law. So what would you say drives you to study law or to do the professional part of a dream?
Okay, in having dreams or in picking any profession or any line of life, you should look at your passion,
yes,
and also your talent or your skills. Like, okay, I love law. I don't know why I'm talking about law so much now, but forgive me. That is the passion part of it. You now look at your skills, your talents.
Yes.
Do you have those advocacy skills, the writing skills? How convincing can you be? And all of that. So I would say that informed my decision to be in this, to be on the line of what I'm pursuing. You get? So where your heart is, really, that is where your treasure is. That is now the passion part of it. Now, as kids growing up, we're always talking about wanting to become a medical doctor, wanting to become this, wanting to become that. But I would say, really, our environment also influenced some of these decisions. Some of us grew up in areas where the big, success was defined by you becoming a lawyer.
Yes.
Or success was defined by you owning a Mercedes-Benz. So as kids, our dream was, wow, I need to grow up and own an upstairs. And that was really the dream.
Definitely.
It was not informed by either passion or our talents or skills. You get. But now, growing up to become adults, we discover that, well, you can have dreams, but your dreams should be matched up with reality. What is my reality? You really need to accept your reality. I would love to study law in Harvard, but the reality of it is, do I even have that money? Do I even have, will I even have an opportunity to have my undergrad at Harvard? So some of those things, as kids, having all these dreams, you should match it up with reality, passion, and talent.
So you said something about how our environment influences us as kids. So now, as a student of law, as you see, would the choice of school you attend, which is your environment, how much would it affect your dreams of becoming a lawyer or becoming a good lawyer?
Okay. Your environment affects you greatly. Okay, let me not say greatly. Well, your environment affects you, like it or not. And your choice of school would also affect you, no matter what. But it would affect you, but it should not limit you. You get? Because I believe that people are capable at any time in their lives of doing what they dream of. So your environment might try to limit you, but it should not clip your wings.
Yes. Yeah.
If you grow up, let's say, in an environment where you're not really exposed to so many opportunities, it might limit you from going out there. But it does not mean you should not go out there. You are not defined by your environment. That's just really what I'm trying to say here.
So now, I've always wanted to ask this question because this is our own country. So, like, what do you think is the average Nigerian dream? What do you think every Nigerian wants to be?
Well, asking me that question, Asha's song, Jailer, it comes to my mind. And she says, I hear my baby say, I want to be president. I want chop money from government. Something like that. I'm not a good musician. But Asha, the singer, the musician, really spoke of the average Nigerian dream. Almost every Nigerian wants to chop government money. As sad as that is, it's kind of the truth, you get. But I feel now, with the 21st century, with the COVID-19 and its effects now, Nigerians have seen that, man, it is not about education again.
Yes.
It is not about university. It's not about degrees. It's not about profession. You have to be up and doing on your feet. So the Nigerian dream, or the average adult Nigerian dream, has now changed to survivor. No matter what hits us, terrorism, economic recession, we just have to try and survive. So I would say the Nigerian dream now is to survive. And also the Nigerian dream, sadly, the average Nigerian dream is even to get out of Nigeria. Almost every Nigerian raises himself up. Like, your dream is one day, make I just fly out of this country.
Canada.
Or just anywhere. Even Ghana itself.
Well, personally, I feel like the Nigerian dream is to be rich or to make money, because now we see that everybody goes into something. They don't care how risky it is,
mm-hmm,
or how dangerous it is. They just want to make money. That's why you see people. That's why people are scammers and they are proud.
You understand? Yeah.
That's why people are courted and they are proud, because I feel like we have reached the point where it's not just about survival, it's about surviving and being able to enjoy that survival. Because if you are just surviving, You can be eating bread every day and be surviving.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to be in that state. You want to have a big house, cars and everything with you. So I feel like Nigerian dream is to make money or to be rich, because money is not just enough. Money is never enough. Yes. So I feel like they want to have excess so that they can enjoy their life mostly.
That makes sense.
So I've been, as I said, I've been going through social media and stuff, and you were doing something loud of Lawyers Against Domestic Violence. Yeah. So I was like, what type of law? I don't know if there's a type of law or something, because I'm not so good. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not studying law. I don't know if type of law is correct.
Yeah, please go on.
So, by all means. What part of law do you want to specialize in? Or as a lawyer, you can do all, or you can choose to do domestic violence or criminal law, or which part would you place yourself in?
Okay. Lawyers Against Domestic Violence, that's LADOV, is a non-profit organization started by one of my coursemates, Steffi Obande, very brilliant young chap.
Big shout out to her.
Okay, yeah, Steffi, I'm hailing you from this side. And the organization seems, the organization has as its goal to stem the tide of domestic violence in Africa. Like, domestic violence has been on the rise. We've had it from the COVID-19 pandemic up to this time. We've had more domestic violence cases than we've ever had. That was what gave rise to LADOV. And why am I a part of LADOV? Or why do you see me talking about LADOV on my social media? It is because I am a lifelong humanitarian. I believe in giving back to the world or giving back to society whatever I have received from society. So I would say maybe that falls under human rights. You're asking what area of law?
Yes.
That we're trying to protect the rights of citizens in their families, in their homes. Because if the home is not safe, man, the entire society is not safe. If we raise terrorists in our homes, we are sending out terrorists to society. You understand? But speaking of specialty, for now, I would not say I am strictly speaking specialized in any area of law. I'm still a student, first of all. I can only express interest in so and so areas of law. But for now, I've been trying to build myself in telecommunications law, tech law, and corporate commercial law. Because as you would observe around us, we are in a digital era. Everything now happens via the internet. Zoom, Google Meet, all of that. Even court sessions are now holding virtually. So, these areas of law, you now see that there is a need for law to regulate what happens online.
Yeah.
You're doing internet banking, cryptocurrency, fintech, all of that. So I really have an interest in that. Like, I want to flow with the moment. I want to, because if you do not adapt to this digital era, you'd likely go into extinction.
Definitely.
So I think that explains my interest in these areas.
We've summed up to a big question. Why should it be you?
Wow. Why should it be me? Oh, that question is deep and it stinks. Like, I thought I could answer the question, but I've had to rethink. Well, I feel it shouldn't be me. I feel it should just be anybody. Anybody that has given his best into what he's doing. Because I believe when you put your mind to achieve something, when you keep your mind to do something, when you want something, the whole universe conspires with you to achieve it. The universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. So should it be me? I don't think so. I think it should be everybody out there giving in their best to whatever they do. Those persons are the real MVPs. I think it should be those persons that, well, should have their dreams come true.
Okay, so I probably forgot this. So can everybody be a member of LADOV?
Yes, LADOV is open to every good, well-meaning Nigerian out there. In fact, it's not limited to Nigerians.
Well, I feel like it's one-sided because it's lawyers.
So, well, we have different directorates. The lawyers get to do the representation part. LADOV is made up of medical doctors, it's made up of psychologists, Lawyers cannot do all of it. So it is open to everybody.
That is good to know. So that has been the episode of Why Should You Be the Deluxe episode. But you remember that we don't know much about David Odi. Although even know little, I forgot to ask him about himself. So David, could you tell us about yourself and your social media handle so that we can probably follow you and get to know you more?
Okay. Largely speaking, I am just, this is all of me. I'm just David Odi, as you know. But I would say anybody that wants to know more about me should maybe look me up on LinkedIn, at David Odi on LinkedIn. I'm an upcoming lawyer, and my dream is to become the best in Nigeria and the best worldwide too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for your time, David. Thank you for listening. See you next time.